So we are your hosts.
My name's Lorenzo. I do A&R and outreach at SongTrust. A lot of reaching out to people that might not know about publishing, kind of doing stuff like this. Doing webinars.
And I'm Elizabeth. I'm a publishing specialist, so I consult individual rights holders or businesses, songwriters or labels, publishers, etc. on a daily basis. And I want to build a skill about music publishing and how everyone needs it, and it's a learning process for everyone.
So today's agenda is we're going to be focusing on performance royalties specifically. We're going to take a deeper look at performance royalties and how songs can earn them, learn how vital live performances are, whether by yourself or collaborating with other artists, understanding what and how important set lists are to performance royalty collection, including international touring and performances, and know the ways to submit your set list on a global scale with the help of SongTrust. And how we can all fit into this performance.
Great. So as a reminder, we won't forget the various types of royalties that come from publishing. And today we're just focusing on performance royalties. So whenever your song is performed live, you earn royalties. And this could be a live performance, a concert, or it could also be just any public sharing of your song and public consumption of your song. As always with performance royalties, you have a 50-50 split. So you have a 50-50 split ownership, writer and publisher. So therefore you have a 50-50 split of royalties, the writer and publisher share of live performance income on your behalf. The writer's share is going to go directly to the writer from the PRO, and then the publisher's share is going to go directly to the publisher.
So, okay, now, live performances. Here's just some things to think about when you're playing live or when you're, you know, when we're specifically talking about performance royalties, it's an important thing to know. The first thing, kind of a step-by-step thing that you should be aware of, confirm a booking, make sure that you're playing the venue. Official venues are best for collecting performance royalties specifically. Sometimes people play like basement shows or living room sets or anything like that. That's not usually going to be covered by this stuff. So official venues or restaurants or bars, this is they have to be aware of this stuff. So the first thing to know about is the blanket license. So every venue you're playing, if they're playing music legally, they pay a blanket license to the PROs in that country, and that allows them, it gives them like an overall blanket license to have music performed that they own or they work with as with their publishers to be played in those venues. So if you're at a venue and also the same thing applies to not just, you know, live performance, like a concert. If your music is being played in a bar or in a venue, just on the speakers, the venue is paying a fee to the PROs to allow that to happen, to legally be using your music to in that space. So yeah, just good to be aware of that. The venue pays a monthly or a yearly fee to allow that, and that kind of comes into play a little bit later. The next thing to know is that the royalties earned by venue vary. Bigger venues, we usually have a higher payout on the live performance. Smaller ones, a little bit less. It also varies. There's a lot of different factors like country and type of venue and stuff like that. Just important to be aware of that. And then another really important part of this is the set list. So the songs that, if you're performing an actual song or a concert, you're playing a list of songs, and you can submit that set list after your show to your local PRO. And with that information, they can actually have a little bit better data, and they can send you what you're owed accordingly. And performing covers, you can perform covers, but you can't collect on those. I'm sure a lot of you know about that stuff. And other ways to earn money at a live show is selling merch. Just a little extra tidbit there. And then, you know, we'll go through more of the set list stuff a little bit later, and the importance of that. And then right now, I think we have a poll. Have you guys ever submitted a set list to a PRO, through ASCAP or BMI in the US or anywhere else? Just let us know in the chat.
Okay. So when we say set list, we're really just talking about a documentation of a live performance, because there are set lists for everything, any kind of live performance, dramatic or musical, there tends to be some type of direction of the music and order in which this performance occurs. So we're talking about set lists for music today. And set lists, like I said, are documentation of a live performance that you can turn in or submit to a performing rights organization for royalties as you have proof that you've performed live. So it's just a few items you fill in on a form that your PRO already has as a template for you to fill out and that can give you so that you know what to do with the who, what, where, and when of your live performances. So typically in the US, you submit your set list to your PRO, ASCAP, and BMI. Like I said, they have a standardized process of doing that and they'll walk you through it. If you perform in another territory, it's likely that you are required to submit your set list to the society in that territory. It's helpful if your publisher is affiliated in that territory already, so then they'll be able to submit that for you. And songwriters can use a song trust service that we have to submit set lists internationally. As we understand, a lot of artists have international tours or tours in multiple locations, so it's easier to do those in bulk.
Okay, so we're going to walk through what the set list submission actually looks like, and we're using the form that we have on our on SongTrust, which is probably the most applicable. So yeah, it's a pretty simple form. So after you play a show, you know, you have a certain amount of time to submit a set list for the specific venue and the specific show you played. So the information that they'll need is the song list, so the songs that were performed, the event information, date, time, name of the venue, all that stuff. It's pretty straightforward. It's actually a pretty easy form to fill out. Venue information, same thing, just so they can double check all this stuff. The promoter, and yeah, just like this, yeah, have all the addresses and the times and the dates and the songs, most importantly the songs, and make sure that the songs that you're submitting in the set list are also on SongTrust or with your local PRO that you're doing this through. Yeah, so that's a pretty important part of all this. Quick slide about this, but yeah, it's actually an underappreciated part of royalty collection on the publishing side, and it's a really easy thing that a lot of people forget to do. So if you're ahead of this, you're going to be making a little bit more money, which is always helpful. So yeah, now we're going to talk about some royalty payment stuff, Elizabeth.
Great. So as he kind of put light on, there are submission deadlines, so you want to make sure that you submit your royalty or submit your set list in the adequate amount of time that society requires in order for you to actually collect royalties on it. So the sooner the better, as we always say in publishing, as it works on a quarterly basis. So the sooner the better, we usually say 6 to 6 months from your performance to submit your set list. The set list data is processed by a PRO, and the royalty amount is usually a flat amount that's distributed to the writers and publishers of the song in each performance. And it's based on a few different factors. So it's not really something you can calculate, but you will get a flat payment for live performances. And US performing rights organizations do require your billing info so that they can pay you. So you will have that submitted that already. And then when you get paid depends on when you submit your performance and then the distribution cycle of your society. So you can see the distribution timeline on a lot of their websites if you just search it on their website. But again, our best advice is to submit your set list ASAP to get paid on time. And if you want submitted that quarter, you can get paid the following distribution date.
Also, I'm seeing a lot of questions come up. We'll make sure that we'll answer everything we can after this. But yeah, just so you know, we're taking into account everything. So the last little part that we want to talk about is specific to international performance royalties and what you can do to collect on those when you're touring outside of the United States or outside of your home country, and how you can go about with the submission process with that stuff. So just four little important things to know. Every collection society is different. There's a lot of different ways that they pay out, a lot of different times, royalty rates, all that stuff is just important to know that if you're used to one system in your country and it's different in a different one, it's pretty normal. Another important thing to reiterate is to submit your set list as soon as possible. Like we were talking in the last slide, you have, in the US at least, you have a 6-month period to submit from the date of performance to when you can no longer do that. So make sure you're on top of the ball with that stuff. If you're, you know, coming home from a tour, just make sure you get everything in. You can't do it beforehand, you have to do it after. So you can't, I saw someone asking about that. And yeah, just make sure, I mean, it's all the same things apply with international as it does domestically, but make sure you're collecting all the information about the performances so you have everything ready when you want to submit your set list. And yeah, it's a pretty basic thing, but it's sometimes internationally it can get a little bit tricky when you don't know the language and you don't know the name of the society and all that stuff. So actually through SongTrust, which is a good segue into our next section where we talk specifically about SongTrust, we have the set list submission tool where you can submit just a form for any international performance. You can click any of the countries that are on the list and just write all this generic information. And we send that information to the local PRO or CMO overseas. And then you can do this without actually having to go yourself directly to these performance societies. And you can just have us do it for you, which is always good. And I think we have one more poll. What is your current publishing situation? It's always good for us to know where you guys are at in that world and how we can help with that stuff. So
like Lorenzo said, SongTrust fits into this puzzle great because SongTrust is a global publishing administration platform, and it's built to serve rights holders all over the world. So no matter your where you are in the timeline of publishing, if you're brand new to releasing music, or if you've been releasing music for a while, or if you have multiple projects and multiple different groups that you perform with, it all can fit into a single SongTrust account, and your music publishing can be handled on a global basis from that single account.
All right, so here's some stats about what we do and the numbers we're working with here. So we have over 170,000 registered SongTrust writers. We work with 20,000 plus publishing companies, and we have 1.5 million copyrights, and we're growing really quickly. So this is a really exciting time for SongTrust as we're kind of seeing how important publishing is to writers, and how the people are getting more aware of how important this stuff is.
This is a basic outline of the SongTrust terms, but what you can take away is that they're very flexible, writer-friendly. It's a DIY solution to make sure you're not leaving money on the table. Because there are so many different sources of royalties in music publishing, you want to make sure that you're covered. And it's really difficult, if not impossible, to do that now that we have global distribution of music and digital music on the internet. So we help you collect all those royalties, and there is a quick fee. It's 15% applied to your publisher share only to continuously manage your music, because we only charge a one-time registration fee when you sign up. And that is to cover the registrations of your works at over, all the organizations that we work with. You can collect performance royalties for all of your international gigs through our setlist tool, which you can find by going to the menu in your SongTrust account and clicking on setlist. It's in the upper right-hand corner. You can see a detailed demo of our setlist tool on our YouTube page, or by searching setlist in help.songtrust.com in our help center.
So now we're going to do some Q&A. We have some pretty basic ones that we're just going to run through really quick.
All right. So if you perform covers of music, like Lorenzo said earlier, you don't earn royalties for that, but you can still include them in your set list. There is another common question that might be up here. It says, what if I have a PRO that is ASCAP or BMI or any PRO in the US? Should I also submit my set list through SongTrust? And the answer is that you have to submit, you as the writer, as the performer, you have to submit your set list directly with your PRO in the US. That rule applies to the US specifically. So the society will require you to do that. If you go in your SongTrust account to submit a set list in the US, you will be prompted to go click on the link and to go into your PRO portal. So we will guide you in the right direction no matter the territory that you perform in. And we're going to go over a few more questions.
Okay, I'm just going to answer a few questions here that we've been getting. What happens when the set list is changed last minute? You should be submitting the set list after the performance, so there's no worries there. You can change it up until, you know, you can change it during the set. Just remember the songs that you played after, so you can submit that correctly. Should we submit with Songtress as well as with MyPiro? It really depends on what you want to do. If you do it through Songtrust, you can just you don't have to do it through the PRO. If you go through the PRO, you don't have to do it through Songtrust. It's a lot easier just to do it through Songtrust because everything's already there, and it's a simple form. But yeah, you don't have to submit it twice. The difference between a PRO and Songtrust, pretty common question that we get. Songtrust, you know, to be very vague about or very brief about it, we work with 45 different PROs around the world. So essentially when you're with us, you're getting direct collection from 45 different places for a lot more types of publishing royalties than if you just go through your one PRO. So it's important to have Songtrust or a publishing entity that handles that for you, a publishing administrator. Let's see, what are the other ones? What if I submit a set list and the venue isn't licensed with the PRO? In that case, it won't really work. Nothing will really happen with that. So
it's good if you made this venue aware of what proper licensing is, you know? So it's good that you share the message of proper licensing for music. And if you share with your society, if you share with the venue this information you learned today, it'll definitely benefit yourself and other performers in the future. So that's still good. Next question is, what is an example of the local collection society mentioned on the setlist checklist? An example of the local collection society would be a performing rights organization such as ASCAP or BMI. Say, for example, you tour in the UK, then the collection society would be PRS for music. Another question is, is it necessary to have a publishing deal in order to use Songtrust, or being registered to a PRO, or is being registered to a PRO enough? If you don't yet have PRO affiliation, you can affiliate with the PRO through Songtrust. And when you sign up for Songtrust, you're signing up for a publishing administration agreement. So you are signing a publishing agreement for that song for at least a year, which means you can't work with another publisher. So as long as you don't have another publisher listed on that song already, as long as you don't have a publishing deal for that song, then you can add it to your Songtrust account. If you have your own publishing company at your PRO, that is great. It's not required in order to sign up for Songtrust or access our services, but you can include it in the registrations by adding your publishing company affiliation info along with your songwriter affiliation info in your Songtrust account. Do you submit the set list before or after your shows? You submit the set list after your shows as a documentation of what happened at your show, and then you have proof of how you performed, what songs you performed, in order to submit them for performance royalties at your PRO. Let's see. What are venues charged for live music by PROs? So live venues are required to get what's called a blanket license to each PRO, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, or whichever territory they're in. But it does differ by venue. So it's something that they have on their website that shows the venue how to properly license for any uses of music in their public space. Okay, I am registered as a publisher and songwriter with my PRO. Does that conflict with Songtrust? No, it does not conflict with Songtrust. That's one of the first questions we ask is if you are or have a writer, if that writer is already affiliated, then you'll provide the PRO information. Once you're adding the writer, we'll also ask if the writer has a publishing company that they operate themselves. And so you add that to the writer form, and we'll include it with all the registrations of your songs. There is a term with Songtrust with any publisher. 1 year is the shortest publishing agreement that you can find with the publisher. I'm going to go ahead and hand this off to Lorenzo.
Okay, thanks for your questions. We'll continue to answer some of them, and here are our emails if anyone wants to talk to us personally and get some more information out of all this stuff. So if we didn't answer your question or if you have a lot more, please email us and we can help with that stuff. Yeah, we just want to do some quick housekeeping before we turn this off. Thank you so much for joining us. I guess we can leave that slide up. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Look out for the next one. We do these pretty often, and we have a lot of them, a lot more, some more that go into more the details of publishing. This one's very specific, but we have broader ones that you can check out on the website as well.
Thanks, Lorenzo. And don't forget to follow us on social media at SongTrust. Subscribe to our newsletter so you know when future webinars are happening, and reach out with any additional questions. All right, bye. See you next time.
See ya.